Redruth is a town that holds a central part in Cornwall's history and heritage. It was home to William Murdoch, who invented coal gas lighting, the Murdoch Flyer, and a chemical to make beer less cloudy. But the town's main claim to fame is its mining past, where, because of it, it used to be one of the richest towns in Britain. Now Redruth's rolling out a programme to breathe new life into its ancient streets and buildings.
Welcome to Redruth.
Welcome to Redruth.
Welcome to Redruth.
Welcome to Redruth.
With me now is the Town Development Manager, Lee Dunkley. Just tell me, what are the main things that are happening that we're going to see changing in Redruth?
Well, one of the most visual and significant things that are happening in the town are the site improvement plans that we have. In February 2010, a survey was done asking residents of the town which sites they thought needed improvement. Since then, we've identified the Clotworthy's building in 4 Street, which is in a prominent place, which is in need of significant improvement. So as people will be able to see, recently we've re-hoarded that. We now have photographs on the front of Redruth when it was vibrant and busy, like we hope it will be in the near future. And that was done by not just the town council, but groups of residents and business people in the town as well.
Just describe what it looks like at the moment now.
Okay, well, on the front of the building, where the door used to be, we have a picture of Mr. Clotworthy, who owned the shop for decades and decades. And either side, we have old photographs of buses and other kinds of traffic coming down 4 Street, the old where the pedestrianised part is now.
So what other things are happening in Redruth which will create an exciting change?
Well, the other site development we have at the minute is the area at the bottom of Station Hill opposite the Gaslights pub. That was also identified as in the top 2 of people's preferences for improvement in the town. So we have an idea of covering the face of the building there, which is quite an eyesore at the minute, and again in a prominent position. It can be seen from the roads, the railway, and it's a very, very busy junction. So we're going to have some artwork which is going to be lit up artistically by the Redruth Economics Art Partnership, who have lit up other buildings across the town. The artwork has already been completed, and that was completed by Year 10 students at Redruth School. It's going to be a very good celebration of the potential of the young people in the town, and also it will celebrate the artistic and architectural heritage of Redruth.
Of course, at this stage, it's just a proposal, but this is all about getting the whole community involved, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. With both sites that I've mentioned so far, this has all had input from the community, not only the council that are involved in this, or CPR Regeneration, or other publicly funded bodies.
And there are quite a few big events coming up in 2011.
We want Redruth to be a vibrant place, and events are part of that. And obviously, as with the site improvements and everything else we do, we want the community as a central focal point. The next big event coming up in Redruth is the St. Piran's Day celebrations on the 5th of March 2011.
That's a Saturday, isn't it?
That is a Saturday, and it's also a rare home game for Redruth Rugby Club. We're working in partnership with them to have events all through the town and on at the rugby club, and then evening events as well. We want this to be the biggest St. Piran's Day celebration in Cornwall.
And, of course, there's Murdoch Day. You can never forget Murdoch Day.
Murdoch Day is always the biggest day in the calendar for Redruth. The date for 2011 has been set for Saturday the 18th of June. In the past, Murdoch Day has been an 8 or 9 hour period, children focused, and a very lively event. But we want to broaden that this year and subsequent years. We want a Murdoch weekend. So we want live entertainment on the Friday evening, and we want things happening all day Saturday and Sunday as well.
And then the third big occasion is Miners' Day.
That's right, the date for Miners' Day has been set in 2011 as Friday the 16th of September. And that celebrates obviously the mining heritage of the town. And there is also a reenactment there of the selling of the miner's wife.
What's that?
Well, for more information, you'll have to follow my feeds on the Town Council website and on our Facebook page.
So join up to the Facebook page for Redruth.
That's right, facebook.com/RedruthTown.
And you can contact Lee Dunkley, the Town Development Manager, anytime on 01209 210038.
Welcome to Redruth, a lovely shopping centre.